Everybody look around, there's a reason to rejoice, you see. Everybody come out, let's commence to sing and joyfully. Everybody look up, feel the hope that we've been waiting for. Everybody be glad, cause the silent fear and dread is gone. Freedom, you see, has got our hearts singing so joyfully. Just look about, yo, to yourself to check it out. Can't you feel a brand new day? 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 Everybody be glad, cause the sun is shining just for us. Everybody wake up into the morning, into happiness. Hello world, it's like a different way of living now. Thank you world, we always knew that we'd get lifted now. In harmony, let's show the world that we got liberty. It's such a change for us to live so independently. Can't you feel a brand new day? 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 Everybody be glad, cause the sun is shining just for us. Everybody wake up and morning into happiness. Hello world, we always knew we'd be free somehow. Friendly world, we always knew we'd be living now. In harmony, tis a little thing with liberty. It's such a change for us to live so independently. Freedom, you see, has got our hearts singing so joyfully. Just look about, yo, to yourself to check it out. Can't you feel a brand new day? 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 Can't you feel a brand new day?
Good morning, everyone. So happy that you're here to join us for the last few hours of 2023 and to get ready to usher in 2024. Good morning. My name is Dr. Rita Webster, and I'm honored to serve on your board of trustees. Welcome to those in our sanctuary and everybody online. Our Sunday service is at 10 a.m. Central Time, and you can watch our services anytime on demand at our website or on YouTube. Flowers today are in honor of longtime member Brian Books. Please join us today for a New Year's celebration after the service in Friendship Hall with appetizers and special treats. Our healing and wellness service returns this Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. in the Fillmore Room. Saturday, join the Women of Unity at 9:30 and have some fun learning easy line dances with Sassy Sue Schmidt. I don't think we want to miss that. Next Sunday, allow Spirit to reveal the words that represent your highest intention or identity for the new year at our beloved White Stone service at 10 a.m. Lessons in Truth, a five-week class using Emily Cady's book of Unity Basics, begins on Thursday the 8th, and it's taught by Karen Ani via Zoom. We have many other events coming up in January, so check the back of your bulletin for details. And as you probably know, Unity Minneapolis will be moving to a temporary location during our 2024 building renovation. We have two requests of you. One, save your cardboard boxes for packing and deliver your flattened cardboard boxes to the Midwest Room on the upper level. And two, shop our ongoing circulation table in Friendship Hall for free kitchen items that are seeking a new home. And now, Reverend Pat leads our opening prayer.
Thank you. So join me in our opening prayer. I invite you, if you would, just to go to that place within yourself that no one else can go. Feel that presence this morning. Know that presence this morning. And today we stand on the threshold of 2024. Sweet Holy Spirit, our hearts are filled with anticipation and gratitude. Gratitude for the formative journey that lies ahead. So today we come together. We come together as a spiritual community to release those things that no longer serve us and to prepare for a new beginning. We are grateful today. Grateful for life itself. Grateful for the opportunity to love. Grateful for the opportunity to forgive. And grateful for the opportunity to know this presence is stronger than anything that we face in our life. And for that, we are grateful. So it is with great joy, gratitude, and appreciation that together we say thank you, God. Together, thank you, God. And again, thank you, God. And yet again, thank you, God. Let's applaud this day, okay? Invite you to stand for our opening song.
There's a new world coming, and it's just around the bend. There's a new world coming, this one's coming to an end. There's a new voice calling, you can hear it if you try. And it's growing stronger with each day that passes by. There's a new morning, rising clear and sweet and free. There's a new day dawning that belongs to you and me. Yes, a new world's coming, the one we've had visions of. Coming in peace, coming in joy, coming in love.
Let's do that again.
There's a new world coming, and it's just around the bend. There's a new world coming, this one's coming to an end. There's a new voice calling, you can hear it if you try. And it's growing stronger with each day that passes by. There's a new morning, rising clear and sweet and free. There's a new day dawning that belongs to you and me. Yes, a new world's coming, the one we've had visions of. Coming in peace, coming in joy, coming in love, coming in love, coming in
Good morning. You sound great out there, and there's a wonderful energy in the sanctuary. Have you noticed that this morning?
Yes.
There's a great energy in the sanctuary this morning, and I want to let those that are streaming know that you're welcome in our sanctuary at any time. You know, Unity is that open and welcoming and inclusive community, and one of our favorite things to do here is to welcome our guests. So today, if you're a guest or you feel like a guest today, We'd like to honor your presence. We invite you, if you would, just to take your courage in your hand and raise your hand as I raise my hand. We're going to do nothing drastic. I've already seen courage over here. Courage over here. Keep your hands up, please. Courage back here until our ushers get to you. That packet of information you're receiving tells you a lot about Unity Minneapolis. There's a card there. If you choose to fill out any part of that card and turn that into our information desk in the garden court, we have a gift for you. The rose is a gift from our congregation so that we can easily recognize you and give you that personal one-on-one welcome. All of that's important, dear friends, but one of the most important things that we say, whether you're in the sanctuary or whether you're streaming with us today, one of the most important things we say on this platform is this. And that is, my dear friends, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, wherever that may be, you are welcome here. We love you, we bless you, and we behold the living presence of the divine within you. Let's appreciate these guests, okay? Wow. So let's continue with our daily word, and Reverend Kevin will be reading our daily word this morning.
We now move deeper into spirit with the reading of the daily word. You're invited to mentally add your prayers to our prayer box. After the service, the prayer box is located in the garden court where you may add your written requests. You may also submit an online prayer request via our website. Your prayers are prayed with by our prayer ministry for 7 days, and then they are forwarded to Silent Unity where they are prayed with for an additional 30 days. The word for today is let go, let God. With a grateful heart, I bid the year farewell. As the year draws to a close, I reflect upon the joyful times as well as the lower points of the past several months. In a prayerful moment of contemplation, I feel gratitude as I accept all of it. I may have laughed and cried, celebrated and grieved, but I made it. As days turn into weeks and weeks into months, I have met the year's events with faith and have grown resilient. Now it's time for me to let go as I prepare to begin again. I take the lessons of the past 12 months, their joys and sorrows, and prepare myself for the new year. I let go and let God as I spiritually surrender my hopes and dreams and even my fears. I am divinely guided and infinitely blessed. I step boldly and bravely into a year that is mine to live to the fullest. And from Psalms chapter 4, offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. The word for today is let go, let God.
Sacred love is all that you are. Everybody, you are sacred love, God. Sacred love is all that you are. You are sacred love. Sacred love is all that you are. You are sacred love, God. Sacred love is all that you are. Show the way, God, show the way. I want to live in such a state of grace. Lead the way, God, lead the way. I want to live in such a holy place. Such a holy place. Peace. I love the fact that I can sit over here and watch you sing, especially that song, because each and every one of you, I can see that you want to live in that place, and that you are living, and you are in that place all the time. We just have to become aware of it. So I know that we want to live in that place. Well, that wasn't the lesson, but maybe it is for you today, okay? Last year, I was able to keep all of my New Year's resolutions tucked away in a journal on my bookshelf. I made a New Year's resolution to drink more water. So far, I've only gotten as far as drink more. A couple of more, okay. Youth is when you're allowed to stay up late on New Year's Eve. Middle age is when you're forced to. My resolution was to read more, so I put subtitles on my TV. You know, at New Year, we talk about a new start, a new life. We look ahead, and we hope that it will be a wonderful year. And we begin anew. I hope that all of us will begin anew, not again. But when we begin anew, it indicates that we are in a new place in consciousness. Think about that. We have grown this year. We have grown and expanded our consciousness. Therefore, we are beginning anew. The new year is symbolic of the time when we have a new beginning, letting go of all those old limiting thoughts, letting go of who we think we are, so that we can accept the spiritual truth about ourselves. In order to have a new beginning, we must be willing to let go of the past. So we come together this morning as a spiritual community, either here or streaming with us, so that we might view ourselves, our relationships, and all others life without a history that has always been. This is rather different twist to the traditional New Year's resolutions. Why? Because they want to start new without first dropping whatever behavior or thought it is that is keeping them in the same pattern. We can say we're going to change something up here, but until we change something in here, our heart, the outer manifestation of it It's not going to happen. Our life is full of thoughts. Thoughts about pleasures and pain, the good feelings and the disappointments of yesterday, whatever yesterday might have been. There's no room for something new or new beginnings if we hold on to those thoughts. Charles Fillmore, co-founder of our Unity movement, says that a healthy state of mind is obtained and continued when the thinker willingly lets go of old thoughts and takes on new thoughts. This is illustrated, of course, by the inlet and the outlet of a pool of water. Stop the pool, stop the inlet, and the pool becomes stagnant. Living old thoughts over and over keeps that inlet of new thoughts closed. Stagnation begins to set in, and maybe even crystallization of your life experience. How many times have you done the same thing over and over again and expected different results? You might be putting on your list of things to let go of the same thing that you did last year, and maybe even the year before. My invitation to you is to put it on your list again. Put it on your list again and be gentle with yourself. But also remember that the law is the law. Thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. You've seen the bumper sticker before, probably just like me, that says thoughts are things, so choose the good ones. I will never forget when I first heard that. I was in New Orleans. I stepped in my Unity Church, and I realized for the first time in my life that my thoughts were actually more important than what was going on out here. Isn't that valuable? Isn't that a nice thing to know? That we teach that. So often we want to release and let go of things and places and situations and relationships and workplaces without acknowledging that everything this past year in 2023 had a purpose. Everything had a purpose this past year. Scripture tells us in Ecclesiastes 3:1, for everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. We can know God is present, and we can also know that divine order is present too. And only as we let go of the lesser do we embrace the greater. I want to share with you a very special gift that my first Unity Truth teacher, Reverend Dr. Ruth Murphy, who founded the Unity Church in New Orleans and served that church as senior minister for over 50 years before making her transition at 101. These are excerpts from a poem that she has written. Nothing has been by chance or without purpose. For the Spirit of God has been moving throughout my life and leading me to this place, this time, this situation, and this way of being. God is the constant presence in my life, and I will always be in my right place by divine appointment. I will always be in the midst of right experiences by divine appointment. I will always have wonderful people in my life by divine appointment. I live by divine appointment. So we want to release those things that no longer serve our highest good, knowing that they have been in our life by divine appointment. And awareness is the key. We must become aware before we can know what to release. We must become aware by staying in the present moment. The present moment holds the power. It has been said, let us not look back in anger or forward in fear, but let us look around us in awareness. We all understand that law of vacuum. It is said that nature abhors a vacuum. To have the opportunity to attract what you do want, such as a better relationship, more attractive clothes, more material things, more qualities that you want within your life, you must make room for those things, that make room for your desires to be manifest. The way you create prosperity, of course, is to rid yourself of what you don't want in your life and make room for what you do want. This includes negative thinking, sour attitudes, beliefs that hold you back, as well as material objects. When we let go of those things, this activates the spiritual law, the law of vacuum. And if you're living in fear of lack and tightly holding on to everything, your material possessions, your time, holding on to your time, holding on to your love, holding on to your energy, selfish with your energy, holding on to your ideas, you're shutting yourself off from the flow of life. Life is about giving. Life is about staying in that flow, the inlet and the outlet. When you dam up a stream, the water becomes stagnant. And when you close off the flow of your life, you become stagnant. The great universal secret of abundance is passing along to others those things you no longer need. The more you give away, the more material possessions that you no longer need. The more love you give away, the more appreciation, the praise, when you give this away, the world will surprise you. Will surprise you with increasing abundance in all areas of your life. Make it your goal to gift to others the material things that are no longer in use to you. Your junk can be someone else's treasure. So when you move things, people or situations that no longer serve you and your life, you're clearing that way. And it's difficult to know what you want until you get rid of what you don't want, what is not working. Let the universe fill the vacuum. So today, we allow Holy Spirit within to reveal to us what needs to be released before we move into 2024. This is a time of release as we allow Spirit to nurture us and move through us as healing energy. And as things come up for you today, you may feel some tears, and that's okay. Let the tears come. Tears are part of the cleansing process. Part of releasing. Again, Charles Fillmore says, I am ready to have my beliefs and attitude changed so my life can be transformed. Therefore, I forgive myself for all mistakes that I have made. I also forgive and release everyone who may have harmed me in any way. Forgiveness is the key here as well. Forgiveness and letting go. Scripture says in Psalms 51:10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. So whatever you're choosing to release today, is it bad? Remember that in some way and sometime it served you. Your day-to-day activities might have revolved around this person, might have revolved around the fear of the illness or a belief. Some things that you may be called to release are maybe habits. smoking, excessive intake of coffee, colas, drinking, too much alcohol, anything excessive, whatever repeating patterns there are in your life which interfere with your joy and get between you and the fulfillment of your relationships, or whatever's in your doing to sabotage your relationships, you might want to release that as well. What patterns are showing up in your life? Forgiveness. Anyone you feel strong negative emotions about, you want to release. Anyone who you feel resentment or anger towards, and anyone or anything that interferes with your peace of mind or sense of being a loving person. You might want to forgive any emotions toward a group of people, any situation in which you feel resentment or upset. Fear. What are those things that you are fearful about in your life today? Release that. Any attachments that you may feel. Attachments to worry. Attachments to making things happen. Any negative thoughts. Give up the idea that your life, your marriage, your relationship, Unity Minneapolis, your job, body, income, etc., is as good as it can be or is the source of your good. Release the idea that you can't be who you are, that it's not safe to be fully yourself. Release the idea that that what you don't release today will never be released. Let go of that poor me thinking and release the need for drama in your life. So we release these emotions to free ourselves, because carrying them is like taking poison and expecting someone else to die. You know what you need to release, not what someone told you to release. I want to say that again. You know what to release, not what someone else told you to release. What you are to release today, it will or has made itself known to you. Or it will. There's something within you that will be so clear about this is what I need to release. So my dear friends, we're going to have our burning bowl ceremony. Just a couple of things I want to share with you. As you came in, more than likely, you received a thin piece of paper, onion paper. Mine's so thin I can't find it in my pocket down here. But I just want to share with you that this is the only paper that will be allowed in the burning bowl. So don't bring your notebook down. Keep it. So if you need a piece of paper, hold your hand up. Let our ushers help you. Now the other thing, here's down here, ushers, keep your hands up, please. We do the best we can in getting you this as you come in the sanctuary. There's many things in 2023 that I want to release. Okay. Now, there's also, when you came in, you should have gotten this piece of paper, the letter to God. Did everyone get one of these? If you need the tissue or the letter to God. The letter to God is not to be burned in the burning bowl. Okay? So, dear, this is going to be I'd like for us to do as much as possible in the silence. Because what we're going to do is I'm going to invite you to let go of those things that you no longer want in your life. A word or two, something on this paper that you want to let go of. And then I'm going to invite you, before you come down to the burning bowl or as you return to your seat, to do a letter to God. And if you'll turn on the back of that, under where it says other, I'd like for you to write this. This or something better. This or something better. I apologize for not putting that on there, but this or something better. So I also gave you some prompts on what you might want to co-create with Spirit. What do you want to co-create with Spirit in your health, your finances, your relationships, your career and creative self-expression, your spiritual and personal growth? If these help you in any way, prompts you in any way, I invite you to use it. So everyone's got their paper, and everyone has their burning slip. So we are going to light I'd like for us to have this prayer, so join me in prayer. Sweet Spirit within, I accept responsibility for my life, my thoughts, my feelings, my actions, and my reactions. I now use my will to choose what I will take with me into the new year and what I will release. I now turn over my negative thoughts, fears, beliefs, and anything else keeping me from my good. Through the power of grace of Spirit, I now release and allow Spirit to heal me. I will be cleansed anew. I give thanks as I bless this ritual I'm about to perform. Today, we call forth the activity of the Holy Spirit to now move through our community, gently healing, gently transforming, and gently removing all that is not in alignment with the highest principles of the Christ consciousness and for the highest good in my life and this community. Thank you, God. The denial, because this represents denial, that is in your order of service. Let's affirm that together. Do you see the denial? It's an affirmation. Together, nothing unwanted needs to remain in my consciousness and life experience. Again, nothing unwanted needs to remain in my consciousness and life experience. So now I invite you to come forth, and we are going to begin in the back. I'm going to invite you to come down the middle aisle. I'm going to invite you to return by the side aisles. And as you return, work on your letter to God. I want to invite Reverend Kevin to join me on the platform as well. Reverend Tony's not here today. She called in and said she was just not feeling well. So by all means, would you please hold her in prayer as well. So Reverend Tony is not here today. We miss her greatly. We love you, Reverend Tony. We love you. So I'm going to invite our to come down from the back. And when you touch the flame, we don't have to do anything dramatic here. Just kind of touch the flame and let it go. How many of you participated in this before? Oh, look around the room. Yes. So as we begin in the back, let's begin. Thank you. 14. Jay. Release me, Connie. Thank you. yes. Sun's coming out. Blessings. Yeah. Thank you. So join me in prayer. You have just released some of your past things, conditions, and situations that you no longer need. And by doing so, you have created a vacuum, a space for new ideas, new relationships, new conditions. In releasing through denial the energy that you have invested in negative thoughts, you can now reinvest in positive, affirmative thoughts. So now we call forth the activity of the Holy Spirit to bring into this community and our lives the ideas, the blessings, the opportunities, the people, and the financial support that is in alignment with the highest principles of the Christ consciousness and for the highest good of my life and this community. Thank you, God. Amen. Let's affirm the affirmation that is in your order of service, the affirmation after the burning. Let's affirm that together. Together, I am now filled with wholeness, light, and a sense of well-being. And again, I am now filled with wholeness, light, and a sense of well-being. And so we stand, we're going to sing, I am free. I'd like to do, I am free, you are free, we are free. I am free, we are free, you are free.
There are no chains to bind me. I am free, I am unlimited. Right now, I am free, I am unlimited. There are no chains that bind me. I am free, I am unlimited. Right now, you are free. You are unlimited. There are no chains that bind you. You are free. You are unlimited. Right now. You are free. You are unlimited. There are no chains that bind you. You are free. You are unlimited. Right now. We are unlimited. There are no chains that bind us. We are free. We are unlimited. Right now. We are free. We are unlimited. There are no chains that bind us. We are free. We are unlimited.
So I'm going to invite you to be seated, and also at this time I'm going to invite our ushers to come forth, and we will affirm our offertory blessing. So there's many ways to give. Obviously, you can go to unityminneapolis.donate. I believe there's a QR code in front of you in the pews. Check, and other ways to give as well. Unity Minneapolis at Venmo and PayPal. So let's just take a deep breath together. Just feel the energy in the room. This beautiful energy. And we say thank you. Thank you, God. Let's affirm together our offertory blessing. Together, divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Thank you, God.
have a new mic. Can we start again? We're gonna start again. Nothing is for free along the way. A new start, that's the thing I need to give me new heart. Half a chance in life to find a new part. Just a simple role that I can play. A new hope, something to convince me to renew hope. A new day, bright enough to help me find my way. A new chance, one that maybe has a touch of romance. Where can it be? The chance for me. A new dream. I have one I know that very few dream. I would like to see that overdue dream, even though it never may come true. A new love. Oh, I know there's such a thing as true love. Even though, although I never knew love, still I feel that one dream is my due. A new world, this one thing I want to ask of you, world, once before it's time to say adieu, one sweet chance to prove the cynics wrong. A new life, more and more I'm sure as I go through life, just to play the game and to pursue life. Just to share the pleasures and belong. That's what I've been here for all along. Each day a brand new life.
Invite our ushers to come forth. So we take just a moment and bless these gifts, understanding that spiritual law of blessing. We bless these gifts and we send them forth to fulfill our vision and mission of a transformed world. We say thank you God. Amen. Yeah. couple of things. Your letter to God, there's an envelope with it. I invite you to put it in the envelope, address it to yourself. You're the only one that will know what's in this envelope. For 6 months, we will hold this in prayer. It will be in prayer, your envelope and the contents thereof. And then we will mail it back to you. This is amazing. Just by writing it down is huge. So now let's let it know that also you're going to co-create with God. You understand? Co-create. God can do no more for you than God can do through you. So there's something for you to do as well. So I just want to remind you of that. I also want to acknowledge this morning that our Unities and YOU are on our front row in our second row. You guys want to stand? Turn around and let them see you. Yes. Well, you know, I am so blessed in this community. I have been given in my life in this community 4 weeks vacation. So this year, I have put those 4 weeks together. Have you ever done that before? Well, I was allowed to do that this year. Isn't that wonderful? Because we have great backups and great speakers coming in. But I will be gone for the next 4 weeks. And so, yes, good for me. Yes, good for me. So that, I don't know if that was a yay, thank God he's gone, or yay. No, good for me. And so Eddie and I will be out for the next 4 weeks, and just wonderful things planned for the month of January. So I wanted to share that with you. Also, in the spirit of gratitude and shared abundance, we reach out to each cherished member or friend of our spiritual community. And as at the end of November, we find ourselves falling behind on our love offerings year to date, which plays a crucial role in sustaining our vibrant community and supporting the spiritual growth of every individual. We understand that this year has presented its unique challenges, and we honor the resilience and the strength each of you has demonstrated. Together, we have weathered storms, celebrated victories, and uplifted one another with unwavering support. To ensure the continuing flourishing of our spiritual home, we humbly ask for your support through a year-end gift. Your generosity will contribute directly to our yearly budgeted income, allowing us to continue our services of prayer, education, and service. Your gift enhances our spiritual programs and creates an even more nurturing, inclusive environment for all. Whether your gift is large or small, every contribution is a sacred offering that fuels the flame of unity within our community. And by coming together in this way, we affirm our commitment to the shared vision of love, peace, and compassion. I thank you in advance for your generosity as you make your year-end gift. It's not too late to do that. But this, you can date your checks the 31st, your offering, and so I would like everyone to participate in this. Large or small, let's all be a part of a year-end gift. Let's bring our youth in. Let's stand as we applaud our youth and bring them in.
We are walking in the light, in the light, in the light. We are walking in the light, in the light of God. In the light, in the light, in the light, in the light. In the light, in the light, in the light of God.
You are walking.
We are walking in the light, in the light, in the light. You are walking in the light of God. In the light, in the light, in the light, in the light. In the light, in the light, in the light of God.
I fail to acknowledge our prayer chaplains. Prayer chaplains, please just raise your hand. They're on duty this morning. They're here to pray with you. They have a purple stole on. If you want a prayer request, seek out a Unity prayer chaplain. Thank you, Cassidy.
Thank you, and thanks for welcoming us in. We did the Burning Bowl ceremony upstairs as well and talked about worries when we feel worried and how we can let go of those worries. Thanks for sharing your young people with us. We absolutely love spending time with them, and Unity's got to be with you all in service, so that's awesome. Thanks, everyone.
And we thank our volunteers, our adult volunteers. You make it happen. Thank you so much. Yes. So let's have our prayer for protection and our peace song together. Together we know that the light of God surrounds us. I am light. The love of God enfolds us. I am love. The power of God protects us. I am power. The presence of God watches over us. I am presence. Wherever we are, God is. I am divine, and all is well.
Now there is peace on earth, and it has begun with me. Now there is peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be. With God as our creator, family all are we. Let us walk with each other. The snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried. Don't let them in and don't let them see. Be the good boy you always meant to be. Come in, don't feel, don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let it go, let it go. Can't hold back anymore. Let it go, let it go. Door. I don't care what they're going to say. Let the storm rage on. The cold never bothered me anyway. It's funny how some distance makes everything seem small, and the fears that once controlled me can't get to me at all. It's time to see what I can be, to test the limits and break through. No right, no wrong, no rules for me. I'm free. Let it go, let it go. I'll ride the river. Let it go, let it go. You'll never see me cry. Here I stand, and here I stay. Let the storm rage on. My move refers through the air into the ground. My soul is spiraling in frozen fractals all around. And one thing crystallizes like an icy blast. I'm never gonna is in the past. Let it go, let it go, and I'll ride like a break of dawn. Let it go, let it go, that perfect boy is gone. Here I stand in the light of day. Let the storm rage, let the storm rage on. The cold never bothered me anyway. Ben, Pete, Lori Dokken. Happy New Year. Let it go.